Okay, I'm ready, sir.
I call her to order.
So. Okay, I'll call roll. West.
Here.
Mick.
Yep.
Granger.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
McNeil.
Present.
And Andrews.
Here.
We have a quorum. This meeting is intended to approve two agreements that are part of the Brownfield Project for WB Properties LLC, which are rehabilitating the former Sheboygan Hardware facility. They've had approval for, obviously, Property Rehabilitation Act. This board approved their Brownfield plan. We had a public hearing at the city council level to approve that plan. But these two documents that you have in your packet and before you were not, at the time of the Brownfield plan, were not part of the approval process. We didn't have the documents produced yet. So it is our policy, as I went back and looked at our policy for approvals of Brownfield plans, is that we approve those documents. The state says you don't necessarily have to do that. They're okay with it, but because we have a process that we've adhered to for every other plan that we've done, I thought it would be a good idea to have a special meeting to review these documents and consider approval of the documents. So I hope you've memorized them. Oh,
I saw.
Did you get them?
Yeah, I got them.
Oh,
I read it at work.
My goodness,
there's a lot of money.
Here's extra cut. Here's cut. Okay. Sorry, I should have asked you that first.
Mr. Chairman, a couple words.
Yes.
You guys will note that the chair and I have actually signed the first agreement, the interlocal agreement. It was my understanding that we had spoke about that. We had spoke about the DDA's approval of it.
Yes, and it did go to the DDA for approval.
So I was of the opinion, or the thought anyway, and I'm sure Chair Beck was as well, that we were authorized to sign that document. So we did. So I guess we're looking for your blessing on that in light of some of Tom's comments here. That being the first item on the agenda.
Yes, that document is signed, but we'd like to entertain a motion to
take this off the hook.
Right, so it's on record.
I move that we confirm the authorization for Chairman Nick and Vice Chair Neil to have executed the interlocal agreement to use local tax increment revenues for the WB Vacation Properties development, 103 and 107 West State Street.
I'll second that.
Support.
Okay, so we have a motion and support to approve the approval of the application or the review.
No, I'm confirming
the signature.
That you and Scott executed this agreement.
Is that the term confirm? Is that a positive term?
Yeah, because you already signed it.
Yeah. That's when you say confirmed, approve of.
Yes. Yeah.
It's already signed, so that's why I worded it as confirming that you were authorized to execute that agreement.
Sounds good to me.
That's a good way to put it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're off the hook, Scott.
All right.
Okay, item.
And just as a point of order, legally, I don't think we were on the hook. And I think the authority was there because we didn't necessarily have to have the whole board review it.
Well, yeah, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit some more, maybe put that in writing in some kind of policy or policy motion or something.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing to look at. Item number three, review and consideration of the Brownfield Reimbursement Agreement for WB Vacation Properties LLC in the city of Sheboygan. Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. The reimbursement agreement, basically, this is somewhat boilerplate. The gist of the agreement is basically based on Brownfield statute. So it refers to the statute, and there is also mention of the owner's development cost, which is $1,497,000. Yeah, could be. But basically, the reimbursement agreement is that the Brownfield Board will manage the reimbursable costs of this project. And that's what we do, like, for example, the Sheboygan Village Marina and the Straits River Federal Credit Union. I bring to the board those reimbursable dollars that go to those entities, those Brownfield entities, every year. We're basically going to do the same thing. You guys, this board, will manage those reimbursable costs. The county treasurer calculates what those costs are, or what those expenses and reimbursement of those expenses is. But you guys got to approve them. So this agreement basically says that is your responsibility, that we will not be able to disperse any funds without your approval to this project. And when I went back and looked at prior Brownfield agreements, we've always taken these documents on an individual basis, and it may be multiple documents at one meeting, but we have always taken these documents to the Brownfield Board for approval of signature. So that's what we're here to do today.
But wasn't it then submitted to the city council? I mean, we approved the amount and it went to the council and there was a formal approval?
Yes, it went to the public hearing and yes. So, and it's. I mean, this document has to be part of the plan. And it's all factual. So, I mean, if you don't want to approve the document, this project won't go forward. It's just that when talking with Scott, we kind of set precedent in our process that these documents are taken to the board for review and approval, even though we basically have agreed to approve the plan, the Brownfield plan, and go forward with it. Our practice is to approve each document. So that's what we're trying to do today.
What is it makes reference in here about the plan, the life of the plan, under number 6 on page 2, about the duration of the plan and collection. What is the duration of the plan? Is it a 10-year plan or a 15-year plan, or do you remember? I can't seem to find
it. I think it's a 12-year plan, Jim. I can go grab that plan.
Well, you look at it. Why I was asking, I was curious because it may be in the Brownfield plan itself that sets up the duration.
It is. It is.
But what I liked about number 6 was the fact that if during the life of the plan, the tax revenues are insufficient to cover the cost of $330,628, the city is not on the hook to have to provide additional revenue to reimburse them.
Right.
But we had that little goof up there on the credit union.
Right.
Yeah, I noted that as well. It's only obligates us to what the tax increment produces for us.
Sure. Yep.
Well, I like that about this.
I agree. But we calculate the one if it's going to be 50 years or something like that.
Yeah, to do the other one, yeah.
Any other discussion on that then? Either I'll handle any other portions. Chair will entertain a motion then to approve it.
Okay, looks pretty straightforward to me and covered those things that Mr. Granger talked about, so I would move that we approve the reimbursement agreement that we do with WD Vacation Properties LLC in the city of Chicago Development Redevelopment Authority.
And authorize
and authorize the chair to sign.
I'll second that.
Moved and supported them to approve the document as submitted. And authorize it to. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Both? Motion carries.
Okay. We do not have any other business before you today. Oh, Scott does. Excuse me.
Yeah. And maybe a question for Tom. You and I discussed on the phone, these agreements are pretty straightforward. Is there any consideration of the board that somehow we adopt a policy or otherwise to allow the chair and vice chair to sign these documents with approval to the attorneys or whatever? It's not have to have these meetings. Does that make sense in any way you get it? Or is it the difference between these types of documents?
Mixed thoughts on that. I hear the logic of what you're saying. The trouble is, no matter how well we word it, there will always be a situation perhaps it doesn't cover it. Never fails. And so I guess I would tend to lean to continue on having the board
certainly
the same
concept.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not just going to you're considering signing the document.
That is, and it isn't as if we had to add that many meetings.
No.
No, yeah.
This way we get to know each other.
Good point.
Yeah. That's right.
As a chair, I could either way.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. And we certainly had ample time to set up other meetings.
I think another thing we could probably do is if the project is not real complicated during the approval of the project,
that would be a good thing. I just like the idea of having more continuing to be more actively involved.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad practice, especially with this type of an authority. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you are part of the city of Sheboygan, but you're really kind of independent, and your task is to abide by state law, not necessarily local law. This is a state program. So the Brownfield Authority was assembled to manage that program.
Okay, I'm moving to adjourn.
Second.
Moving forward.
Okay.
Adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
We're done.